This week on the Bottom Line, we're going to be talking about the Grand Prix. We'll be talking about how rich people are. And in Crew Corner, we're going to be talking about what a deckhand needs to know. So please stick around for the whole thing. And this is the Bottom Line. Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And this is The Bottom Line. Welcome!
Welcome back.
We love you guys. More energy, please.
Welcome back!
So, we're at episode 57.
57.
We're going to be doing our season finale soon, so keep an eye out. We're going to try and make it really good for our summer break, and we'll see you guys in the fall. Also, don't forget, we're trying to throw this big, huge party right before the Fall Hour of the Boat Show. We want thousands of people. We want roadblocks. We want cops showing up. Please keep an eye out for that. We're going to do that. So, what do we got?
Well, we have our sponsors.
Which are?
Marine Data Solutions, Salty Rags Crew Apparel, and Savvy Maritime Yachting Academy.
Marine Data Solutions, I've got 99 problems on board.
And the internet's not one of them.
And you know what else? Thank you so much, Marine Data Solutions, for buying the mics. Now you guys can hear
Thank
us.
You.
Who? Next?
Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
What does Salty Rags do?
They keep us looking fly and customized gear for our boats.
Keep her looking fly. Me, not so much. Don't forget, Dave does extortion, blackmail,
women,
murder. Owls. Money drops. No. He can make the bags for the money drops, you know.
And customize them.
All right, check out Dave. Use code. He loves to do that what's that called? Wet work.
Yes.
Okay, next. And
Savvy Maritime Yachting Academy.
These savvy guys at Savvy are going to make a savvy crew member out of you. I said savvy three
that
times. That means
good.
Four. Look, if you don't know anything, go over there. Eight weeks later, you pop out as a deckhand. You get a certificate. You can finance. It's a no-brainer. This is what you need to do to get into yachting the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, check them out at Savvy Maritime Academy. Those guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do we got now?
Yacht Industry News.
Georgia. Yacht Industry News. Do that funky black wireframe thing. Go.
Working.
Okay. Yacht Industry News.
Yacht
what do we got?
Well, here at the Bottom Line, we do support the minimum of $150 per day rate for workers.
We do?
Day workers. We do.
This is still a hot topic. You guys
it
going
is.
Crazy. Let's pay them $500 a day. Listen, Bottom Line. Supports minimum $150 a day.
Yes.
If you work more than 8 hours, we want you to get a little bit more money, maybe another $20 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The minimum.
Yes.
Okay? The minimum. Yes. That's all. We want new crew coming in the industry, and I think that's a good rate.
Workers.
Okay, anyway. We pay more. You can try and pay more. Minimum. Okay,
minimum
go ahead. Next.
Miami is no Las Vegas,
well,
and we do have plenty of water.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
I know.
But so wait a minute. We have gambling.
We do, and
we
it's
have
hot.
Drinking, clubs. It's
mm-hmm.
hot.
Good-looking people.
Crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
But what does Miami have?
Water.
That's right. We
water.
Have water. So the Miami
water
Grand Prix came in a lot. Guess what? The
it
Miami
did.
Grand Prix was just a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I mean, can you just picture? I didn't go. Can you just picture the cars racing down MacArthur Causeway with the blue water on each side
that
and all the yachts?
Gorgeous.
All the yachts lined up. It's awesome. Is
but
that what it was?
No, they didn't do it like that.
Where was it?
They built the track around the Miami Stadium.
The parking lot?
Yeah, they use the parking lot. And they brought yachts in on vinyl water.
Okay, I'm going to show you. All right, this is the Grand Prix in Monaco. Take a look at this.
Hamilton's now going to make it three victories around the streets of Monte Carlo and extend his lead to the top of the championship.
That looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
It did.
I mean, that's the place to be.
Beautiful.
Here's the Miami Grand Prix. That's plastic water. Biggest fail I've seen in a long time. Biggest fail I've ever seen. So Miami denied the permit for the Grand Prix to run downtown and down to the beach. So they had to put it in a parking lot at a football stadium. And to give it the feel of Monaco, they parked a whole bunch of yachts in the parking lot and then surrounded them by plastic blue water. I mean, this is the biggest fail that I've seen ever.
It's
Give me
bad.
A break. Everybody in Europe is going to be laughing at us.
They already are.
They already are. God almighty. Mm-hmm. Give me a break, people. I mean, oh, wait. Ooh, that's not good. Give me a break. This is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And guess what? It gets even more stupider. Stupider.
Just
so
like
you could charter these boats in the parking lot in fake water. How
to
much?
Watch
for,
the race.
How much?
For a four-person package, it's $38,000.
Can you imagine somebody standing on a yacht on stilts around plastic water in a parking lot for $38,000 on the back of a yacht and go, this is living. This is ridiculous. Stupid. They didn't. So apparently they didn't give the permit downtown because all the condo owners are like, I don't like the noise. So great. Pass the torch, Miami. Where would be another place? Is there a yachting capital of the world?
I think so. Nearby Miami. Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale is the Miami.
Come on.
Fort Lauderdale is the yachting capital of the world. This would be a perfect venue. Mm-hmm. Absolute perfect venue. Please. Okay. We have a little short here. We're going to show exactly how it works because apparently Miami got it wrong. Here, take a look at this. Okay, so we set up this little experiment to see how hard it would be. Cars, water, boats. It took like 5 minutes. Come on, Miami. It's not that hard. Look, people want to put their feet in the water. They want to see yachts, cars. Let's step it up for next year. What do you think?
I agree.
Okay, back to the studio.
Let's go.
I think a whole township could probably put it together. I think it should be in Lauderdale. I think they should be running up A1A past Bahia Mar with the ocean. That would be a real deal. I consider this the biggest fail ever, putting yachts in a parking lot around fake water.
That's pretty bad.
Okay, for $38,000 a day, by the way, charter. We don't even charter for $38,000 a day. And we have real water around the boat. Okay, next.
And we move.
Next.
DeSantis is proposing a $30 million state budget to go towards saving the manatees.
Oh, do we have a problem with the manatees?
We do.
Actually, we have a big problem in Florida with the manatees. And guess what, guys? You've got to slow down. You're killing the manatees. Now we got to spend $30 million. It's like the manatees sued the state for damages, and they won $30 million. Now, in all fairness, we're not killing them all with our propellers. No. But I do think you guys should slow down. What else is killing them?
They are starving because there isn't enough seagrass because it is dying off because of our pollution.
We need to cut down the pollution in our waterways, too, for crying out loud. You don't understand it. Like, when something goes in the water, it's not killing the manatee. Manatee's like, oh, that's not cool, dude.
No.
They're looking up at you. Yeah. Okay, what you're killing is the seagrass. Mm-hmm. And the seagrass is what the manatees eat. Mm-hmm. So for $30 million, what are they spending the money on?
They are spending it on thousands of pounds of romaine lettuce.
They're throwing tons of romaine lettuce in our waterway system
to save them.
To feed the manatees.
Come on.
I love manatees. I love riding them. I love, you know, putting graffiti art on them. Ooh, don't tell anybody that.
We need to
kind of cut it down a little on the pollution and running them over. Yeah. And frankly, if I'm on an exit ramp and I see a freaking manatee coming up to my car asking me for food, I'm going to lose it. There's so many of them. And you know what? The manatees, because there's no seagrass, they're hanging out in the bars and the clubs. Strip joints are very popular for manatees. I don't know why. They dig it. Okay, so let's get the manatees back in the water. And get them fed and stop hitting them, please. Next.
Yes, please. Oh, the company CyberYachts is filing revolutionary metaverse patents.
I don't understand this. The metaverse is not real.
Going back to
it's not real. But now people are buying stuff on it. How much is this yacht that they want to sell that they're patenting in the metaverse?
$400 million. $400 million for this 120-meter mega yacht.
$400 million for a metaverse yacht. Well, that's going to go over well. Now, in all fairness, this is kind of like a marketing ploy. What do you get for the $400 million?
You actually get the real motor yacht.
You get the real one, too.
So two for the price of one.
Yeah. I wonder if you can get the real one without the metaverse one.
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes. Anybody who's going to be accepting a check for $400 million, they're like, we're going to give you whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Actually, I covered this yacht design about a year ago. I guess I haven't sold it yet. Here it is.
Shocker.
Take a look at this. And it's got this nice little ducktail swim thing that goes out in the back. I kind of like the yacht. Now, metaverse, I like the yacht. Metaverse, not so much. I think it's a waste of time. Although, can I be a captain in the metaverse and work from home?
Try it.
Okay, I heard the metaverse, by the way, there's like a lot of sexual harassment. No, really. People are complaining. I got pushed in the corner by all these metaverse people and I felt very uncomfortable. Turn the freaking computer off. Jesus, Louise.
You have the power.
Unbelievable.
Turn it off.
If I was a captain, could I... Wait, if I was a captain in the metaverse, could I turn bad weather on and off? That would thin out all the bad captains. Okay, next. Why does the metaverse boast sinks? Is there insurance?
I don't know.
Oh, good questions. Okay, next.
So, billionaires. So So the market research firm Grandview Research has a forecast of the global yacht market.
I bet they have a grand view of it. Here comes the doom and gloom report. Hold on to your hats.
No, actually, they're proposing that the yacht market is going to reach $12.16 billion by the year 2028, up from $8.15 billion in 2020.
From 2020, the yacht market, the yacht industry is going to go from like 8 and change billion mm-hmm. to 12 and change billion?
Mm-hmm.
Yachts are on fire.
They are.
They're on fire. Wait a
minute.
Not
literally.
That's because of the pandemic?
Yes.
Wait a minute. What? I still don't understand why else we had a pandemic and now everybody's rich. Are any millionaires richer?
They are. Billionaires have increased from about 2,000 to like 2,700.
Over the pandemic.
Over the pandemic.
We gained 700 more billionaires because of mm-hmm. the pandemic.
And they increased their wealth by 60% or $5
trillion. $5 trillion
more? Wrap your head around that one, yeah.
Dear Lord, I can't figure this out. I can't figure this out. This is mm-hmm. everything's backwards and upside down. But the good news is, for yachting, yachting's on fire. We're here to stay, guys. And apparently the billionaires are spending tons of money on yachts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, we're almost doubling. It's about a 70% increase since mm-hmm. 2020. So mm-hmm. there's going to be plenty of work for everybody. Everybody should be really happy. And please, for the love of God, don't say, well, those billionaires just made all this more money, so I need to get paid more. Get paid for because you're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that in Crew Corner. Not because somebody else has more money. Okay, when you equal all that out, I think that's communism. I'm not sure. Okay, all right, next.
Bottom feeders.
Georgia, give me the shark. Okay, bottom feeders. Who are our bottom feeders this week?
Well, our three shout-outs are going to Jay Moore in Ocean Reef. He just missed us when we were down there this past week.
Jay sent me a nice message. Mm-hmm. He goes, I didn't know you guys were here. He saw us when we pulled out. Jay, mm-hmm. next time, come by and say hi. Mm-hmm. You know, Marriott Renaissance. We love it when people go, oh, my God.
Yeah, bottom line.
Come on over, and we're going to act stupid. Because, frankly, when strangers come up to me, they're like, hi, Doug, how are you doing? And they all know me, and I'm like, hi. Thanks for watching. No, I'm just kidding.
Really
I'm just kidding, Jake. Come on by.
Come on by. Mike Brandt, the yacht chef out in New Orleans.
Mike, thanks for watching. We love the fact that you watch. Mike tried to work on Renaissance. We just never could come together over the years. He's a chef. And you never know in the future, Mike. We'll see. But anyway, hunker down in New Orleans because hurricane season's coming up.
Yes, be safe.
And don't they like Cajun food over there?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Okay, give me one more. One more.
Ken Gibson, the captain on Homecoming.
Ken. He's captain on... I don't know where you are, Ken. Ken's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for watching, Ken. Ken straightens out people on the bottom line in the comments. He's like, this is the way it is. Because you know why? Because Ken's like me. He's ex-Coast Guard. All right? And we kind of do things... If you ever see Ken offering a position on his boat, and it's very rare that he does, you guys should suck it up or get there fast because it's a really good program. He used to Coast Guard. He used to be like in charge of stuff.
Oh,
yeah, it's
well,
pretty
thank
cool.
You.
All right,
thank you for your service.
Okay, we got Crew Corner coming up. Who is sponsoring Crew Corner this week?
Crew Haven.
What a surprise! Crew Haven. Get rested like the guested. I could tell you right now, monkeys in butler suits, pink Rolls Royces, bouncy houses.
Bubble machines.
They had a big giraffe over there the other day. The bottom line is, the fact of the matter is, go there if you're getting a boat refit or something. Call Jamie, see if you can get the whole house. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what, it ain't going to roll around in the middle of the night. That house is never going to drag anchor. When the weather comes up, you don't have to go outside and tie the cars down.
Nope.
All right? And this is the best part, no night watch.
Woohoo!
Yep, just go to sleep. Put your jammies on, watch TV. Check her out. Crew Haven at 1501.com. That's because they were founded in 1501. That's Columbus's second trip. I don't think Jamie's Spanish. Okay, go ahead. Next.
Sure. Ooh, Crew Corner.
Crew Corner. Wait, Georgia, hit the old cannon. Ba-boom. I like the breaks where I, you know.
Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
Yeah. I mean, doing it all at once is just, it's just too much.
You lose your breath. Oh, don't forget your three knots.
What?
Your three knots.
Three knots are? Damn it.
Square bowling. And?
See, forgot. Clove hitch.
That was it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Crew Corner, what do we got?
Well, we are talking about what a deckhand needs to know.
Y'all don't need to know anything.
There you go.
That's the other Crew Corner. I'll see you guys next week.
No. Bye.
Okay. What's a deckhand need to know? Well, technically, you don't need to know anything. All right. If you're coming in the industry and you are in the deck department, because there's three departments on a boat, and we'll talk about all three. You know, we'll do interior next week. Okay, you got engineering, you got steward, and you've got deck. All right, and that's it. Those are the three departments. Now, if you were a warship, you'd have combat control and all that other stuff. But we don't have weapons. Well, we do, but you don't. All right, so the deck department, all you need is your STCW. You show up, Fort Lauderdale's a good place, get some day working to get on a boat. Now you're on a boat as a deckhand. You're like, I've made it. This is awesome. Yeah. You haven't done anything yet, dude.
Not yet.
Now you have to keep your job. All right? But your plan for a deckhand should be 2 years down the road, you should be a bosun on a bigger boat or an unlicensed mate on a smaller boat. In 4 years, you should be a licensed mate on any boat. Depending on what license, there's a couple of career paths. If you go on 100 to 140 foot size boats, or if you go on 150 to 250 and above, there are definite different career paths. But you know, it really doesn't matter because when you get your licensing, when you get to that mate level, you're going to have the license appropriate with the boats that you were running because of your sea time and stuff. And then, so where are we at? 4 years to be a licensed mate. I would add another 3-4 years. You should be a captain in 8 years if you really apply yourself. How do you apply yourself? Starting with the deckhand. In that 2 years, you should learn how to tie your knots, hitches. Okay. I don't know how many times I've walked around and talked to deckhands and they can't even tie a line. This is ridiculous. Okay. Instead of partying your ass off with your skateboard and jumping off bridges and clubbing all night, spend a couple of nights during the week learning how to tie. There's three knots, three hitches that you really should know pretty quick, which are?
Clove hitch, square knot, and the bowline.
These are not hard, okay? But these are the ones that are going to come into play every time you're doing something with lines. You should also know how to tie a stopper knot on bigger boats because if you have to transfer the load from a line or if you have an anchor problem or whatever, you need to kind of figure that out too. That would be a bonus. That's also a sheep shank and all that other stuff, Beckett bend. But, I mean, that's kind of getting advanced. If you know the three, say it again.
Clove hitch, square knot, and bowline.
You're in good shape. Mm-hmm. Second of all, while you're up on bridge watch, you'll probably be doing nothing but kind of going, you know, with your phone going, oh, okay, oh, yeah, okay. That's probably wrong, too.
When
you, I think you guys should value your time on the bridge as a deckhand. You should be asking the bridge watch officer what he's doing. Why did that boat turn? Why did you turn? What do those lights mean? Okay. You are actually in a position of a lookout. You're not there just to keep the other guy awake. If you're up on a bridge, on watch, you have a role, all right? Now, we don't expect a lot from our deckhands, but I'll tell you, after I transit north, from north to south, it's about 5 days, a couple of 1,500 miles, I really expect my deckhands to know, to be able to say, I've got a contact at 030, about 5 miles away. I'm looking at a port bow aspect, where the lights... The lights are showing me that it's a vessel over 50 meters and it's going XYZ. You should be able to get that down, all right? This is utilizing your time as a deckhand to improve your sellability to become a bosun. You walk into an interview and go, hey, you want me to tie you a sheep shank? Okay, here we go. I've said bridge watch and I know all this. Bridge watch is not just staring and going, I got an AIS target here. Everybody can do that. You need to get the basics down. When you get the basics down, you're going to understand what the AIS is doing because it basically tells you the same thing. Distance is also kind of important when you're up on a bridge, but it's also important when you're docking the boat because a lot of times a deckhand is going to be in a position where he could really screw things up.
Real fast.
If you're stationed on the back of the yacht and the captain's backing up, I hate this. I can't stand this. Give me distance in the back. 20, 19, 18, 7, 3, 2. And I'm like, driving the boat. I don't have time to ask, but I'm like, so how do we go from 13 or 14 to 7? I mean, I'm watching the boat. It moved about a foot. That's because your distance is off. And now you realize that the boat's going to hit. It's a very important position. So you need to learn your distance. Mm-hmm. How do you learn your distance? It's very simple. If you got a 30-foot tender, if that boat can fit in there, that's 30 feet.
There you go.
Captains don't care if it's 40 feet. And it's really 30. We care if it's, if you say it's 10 feet and it's really 2. So look down there and go, yeah, the tender can fit in there. That's 30. If you look down there and go, only half the tender can fit in there. How much would that be?
15.
And if you're like, oh, not much of that tender can fit down there. That's like 7. Okay? So use that as a visual guide. I can't stress enough. utilize your time as a deckhand to your advantage. Be a sponge. This is like your training period. Mm-hmm. You should be able to move up to a bosun real fast. You should be able to move up to an unlicensed mate on a smaller boat pretty damn quick. Unlicensed mate and deckhand are kind of the same thing, but you do get the title and you get additional responsibilities, so it's a win for you. Now, you need a license on a bigger boat when you're running because you can't run a bridge watch without one. You know, so you got to also document your sea time. Okay, just write it down. I think the captains hate this going after somebody leaves. Hey, by the way, can I get my sea time? Dude, you've been on here for 2 years. I got to go through every page. Ugh. Give us an idea. Keep track of your own sea time, too. That's on U.S. flag. I know foreign flag's a little different. And keep track. Why am I saying keep track? Because you want to know what your goals are for licensing. You want to know how close you are. You want to know how much more you got to do. If you're on a real busy boat, you're going to get a lot of days. If you're on a sleepy little boat sits behind somebody's house, you're not going to get any days. For licensing, that's a pretty bad deal. So take charge of your future. Utilize all the experience and wealth of information that's around you and put together a game plan. And I do believe 2 years as a deckhand is probably all you really want to be as a deckhand. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So hopefully that was informative. We at the bottom line, if you guys have career questions, Georgia, who's teaching at MPT, would be happy to answer them. So just shoot us a PM or write it in the comment. And Georgia's going to spring to action and kind of give you like the abridged version. We don't have time to, you know, give you paragraphs, but we can kind of point you in the right direction. Okay. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. We love you guys. Don't forget about the party. Don't forget about everything else we're talking about. I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And that's the bottom line. Do your thing, Christy.
Yeah.